Brother.
Big Brother.
Mainstream media.
Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he.
So do we.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 18th day of May, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide original transmission of the InfoWar. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, the broadcast you're going to hear today is almost like a news magazine. We're going to cover the waterfront of issues in the second hour with a bunch of reporters coming in, special reports, the lawlessness of the globalists, how to beat them, so many different topics. Man on the street interview. Now, coming up in the first hour, we're going to have in studio David Knight and, of course, Staff Sergeant Biggs. And then we are going to break down some other issues as well that are extremely important. In fact, first, when we come back, I want to hit on why the globalists want to go after rural populations and shut those down, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. So, again, thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. But first off, this aired last week on the nightly news, and it was very informative. So I wanted to play the Sha'Carri Jackson special report. It's just 2 minutes long. Justice Department targets patriots but ignores police brutality, or it's just about 3 minutes long. So a lot coming up here on this Sunday transmission. And remember, if you're listening or watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
There is often talk that only military and police should have guns, that if there is an incident, a man in uniform will swoop in and save you. And there are plenty of good people in those positions. But we can't ignore the blatant abuses of power that do occur, such as an off-duty NYPD member who got drunk and shot a man 6 times. To anyone who'd point out that the man was off the clock at the time of the shooting, I'd be quick to point out that he shot a man 6 times. On the other side of the country, a man fleeing from police was shot in the back, fell down a staircase, and died. Reports are that the man had previously been menacing with a pair of scissors, but was unarmed when he was killed from behind. Moving now to Texas, a sheriff responding to a burglary killed the dog of the victim who called him. Apparently, pepper spray wasn't a good enough option to keep the dog at bay. And earlier this year, Albuquerque police killed a homeless man for the heinous crime of camping.
Do it.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground now! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
Put your hands out to your side and drop the knife! Hands out to your side!
Beanbag! Beanbag! Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
Still got the knife here?
Negative. Let's contrast that with responsible citizens handling firearms.
While they're reversing, the lady's holding onto her purse still, chasing them all the way to the middle.
That's when a perfect stranger intervenes. You can see him there in the PT Cruiser at the top of the screen.
And that good Samaritan came out and drew his weapon and scared them. And then that's when he pulled them out the car.
Someone snapped this picture of the man holding the two suspects at bay. A few minutes later, police arrived.
She heard the suspect say this.
He said that crazy bitch has a gun. And that's when I was finally down on the sidewalk and I shot it into the dirt, into the grass area. And to let him know, you know, I've got a gun and I know how to use it.
With all of this in mind, the Department of Justice is continuing their attack on the Second Amendment by limiting banking options for gun stores. This in addition to the DOJ running guns into the hands of Mexican drug cartels with Operation Fast and Furious. So to the Good Samaritans and constitutional police alike, be aware that if the DOJ continues these actions virtually unchecked, you may find your right to bear arms infringed in a way that you wouldn't expect. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
All right. Great job, Sha'Carri Jackson. We'll be right back after this 1 minute break and get into the main transmission. This is a special show lined up for you this Sunday. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Right.
good is not evil.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
And that intro that you just heard or watched, if you're watching the news at Infowars.com/show, we simulcast TV here, not just radio, illustrates in 3 minutes, 16 seconds, the police state that's not just building up here in the United States, but worldwide. And ladies and gentlemen, governments across the planet and the special interests that control them are becoming more and more lawless. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday worldwide transmission. It is the 18th day, ladies and gentlemen. Again, that is the 18th day of May, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we see here in the United States the classical conversion of our police into paramilitaries. We see the use of the military domestically. We see the Inde Posse Comitatus. And that's being done so that the offshore corporate interest that are anti-free market can take over and fully conquer this nation. Now, last week, we had a bunch of different news articles up at Infowars.com, and we're going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's an Infowars reporter, and investigative journalist David Knight in studio with us coming up in the next three segments. Then we've got a bunch of news from legalizing violent felony illegal aliens under Obama to the situation that's unfolding with the shutdown of beef production in this country under Agenda 21. It is a jam-packed broadcast coming up today, but we see classical authoritarianism. We've seen professors fired in the U.S. in the news last week because they were exposing that global warming wasn't real and wasn't man-made and is a power grab. We see reports banned in England. The Times of London reported scientists and cover-up of damaging climate view that the fact that the Earth's getting colder and that we need carbon dioxide for plants to live. they're being shut down. We see Dinesh D'Souza having people that were going to be interviewed by him canceling because of federal threats, and he's been arrested because he made a film against Obama. Obama 2016. I mean, this is Creepville. And if you get scared of it and have the chilling effect with the IRS going after anybody right of Lucifer, anybody right of Mao Zedong, they're going to win. They're going to take over. Are we really scared of these people? They're totally illegitimate. They've seized control of the military. They've seized control of the, most states and the police. But most military and police are awake now and don't want to be part of this. We've got to grow some guts and say no. We've got to get involved and understand what's happening will destroy our future. Now, here are some of the articles from the week. Leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town for domestic war against the American people. Infowars.com. A Marine source gave us these secret documents. But it's not secret in Forbes and Stars and Stripes and everywhere that, oh, the main enemy of the military in NORTHCOM, the Northern Command, is the Tea Party, returning veterans and gun owners. That's all over the news. We broke that 6 years ago. Now it's passé. It's redundant. We need to have a debate about this and ask, why is this happening? It's totally illegal. It's totally creepy. And it's being done because the system plans to end our free society. Now, I sent my reporters, David Knight and Joe Biggs, up to Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia, outside Bowling Green, Virginia. And they were there on Wednesday and Thursday. They got back Friday. They're going to be in studio with us coming up. And they went on the base. Biggs showed them his military ID, said, I'm retired military, blah, blah, blah. They let them on. Inside the giant base is a 300-acre facility where they train with mock groups of Baptist churches, public schools, you name it. And it's clearly for war domestically against the American people to acclimate the troops. But more importantly, the military, Army, Marine Corps, FBI, you name it, training for insurgency in America with the Tea Party as the enemy. And just like our military trained before Vietnam in jungle warfare, just like it trained for a decade before for desert warfare before 1991, they're training and admitting the new enemy is a civil war ignited by special interests that want to fully conquer this country. I don't want this to happen. Obviously, that's an understatement. This is so horrible and it's so real. We have this article on Friday as well by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com. Police now armed for war against returning veterans. There's a video of this in an interview for Fox 59. I should have played this last Friday. In fact, I should have played. Maybe we'll play it later in the show. It's up on Infowars.com. In an interview with Fox 59, a Morgan County, Indiana police sergeant admits that the increasing militarization of domestic police departments is partly to deal with returning veterans who are now seen as a hometown terror threat. Again, they're mainlining it. This used to be secret. When I first broke this 6 years ago with the MIAC report, people didn't believe it. Ron Paul called me and said, Alex, I know you're credible, but is that really real? And I said, call the phone number. Ron Paul's office called me. And it turned out it was real. Of course it was real. This is now on Fox TV saying, well, we got armored vehicles and are training for war because we're about to have a war with the veterans. This is insane. In a chilling story entitled Arm for War, Pentagon Surplus Gives Local Police an Edge, we learn how a mine-resident vehicle, MRAP, which was once used during the occupation of Afghanistan, will be patrolling the streets of central Indiana, according to the report, waiting for the war with veterans. Folks, in the sitcoms, the dramas, the kids' cartoons, the movies, the veterans, the patriots, the libertarians are going to blow up the government and start a war. It hasn't happened yet. But the globalists are going to stage the terror attacks to say, see, they did it, go arrest them, and then a civil war will start because folks aren't going to the FEMA camp. This is so real. If you love your family, admit over the years I've been right. Admit this stuff's real. Let's force a public debate about this. Let's say no, and let's stop it. But this video is so incredible. It's up on Infowars.com. In fact, it's Sunday. I'm going to have it reposted to the front page. It's from Friday. But police now arming for war against returning veterans. That is so big. And we sent our reporters to Virginia to try to cover it. Day two, they got arrested on the base. And their credentials that authorized them to be on it were taken away because it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. The military thought they'd found terrorists. After all, one of them was a veteran. And there's nothing more evil, according to the New World Order.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this original Sunday broadcast. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I talked about this in the last segment and gave you some of the background about the leaked document reveals Marine Corps training center to take on the American people. In some of these documents that are listed, it talks about taking on Americans against socialism, Americans against a new world order. They're training to take on the Tea Party gun owners. That's in Forbes magazine. That's all over the news. But they don't want reporters to go cover this. And our reporters were there last Wednesday and Thursday, David Knight and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. They did a great job. How big is Fort AP Hill?
Oh, it's very spread out. Like you said, it's about a 10-15 minute drive to get back from the front gate to the asymmetric warfare group. And so, you know, we'd never had any problems at the front gate. I mean, we expected that we're going to have problems once we got in. So once we were arrested, I tried to start the Ustream, but unfortunately, we just didn't have the bandwidth to really get Ustream up. I like Ustream because...
Oh, you did a great job. I mean, obviously, you're out there with, you know, a technology that's not 100%. But expanding on that, they had even given you a slip of paper that time again that you could be in there. But later, when they came and arrested you, they took that away.
Yeah, as soon as I pulled up, the MP ripped it from my hands, asked me to pull over, told me to turn the car off, and then he took the keys from me and walked off, and they threw that piece of paper away. And that was kind of like my proof that I had gone through all the protocol to sign myself in on base and David as well.
Now, David's done amazing research over the weekend, pulling up different Pentagon briefings about this base to prove what it's really for. I mean, it's already on record, but they're trying to hide that. And we're going to start getting to that in a few minutes. But first off, Staff Sergeant Biggs, David Knight, you got in the day before, openly shot video of the stuff that nobody else had gotten, the churches, the model of the U.S., the subway system, bottom line, combat veteran, you name it. What is this facility for, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs?
Well, the main thing that it echoes in my mind every time in the military, it's a longstanding saying, you train how you fight. You know, I don't train to fight to go to Iraq in a jungle. So with that being said, this center looks like America. So what they're saying is their directive is we're training how we fight. This is where the next fight's going to be. And the asymmetric warfare colonel even says we're preparing for what's next. Well, what is what's next? You know, what does that mean? So that's the scary thing.
Before Vietnam, they trained for jungle. Before the desert wars, they trained for that. Now they train for us.
Yeah.
What about the facilities that you and David Knight found? We have high-def video now up on Infowars.com with, like, boxes to put people in, torture tables. You said you delivered people to things like that in Afghanistan.
Yeah, we had stuff, you know, set up in Afghanistan. And this facility, that area, that was one of the unknown buildings that were marked on that map. So it was right beside the madrasa or the school, whatever you'd want to call it, whatever they're classifying that as. But that room had, you know, tables set up with chairs. The one had, like, a medical exam table. And then also it had a panel that went underground. So that could have been like some kind of holding, you know, hot box area where they want to keep someone until they get some information.
And you said that looks just like Afghanistan.
Well, those little areas, yeah, the way that was set up, exactly.
But the issue is the rest of it's like America, Baptist, you know, churches and stuff. This looked like a torture facility to you.
I don't know if that's exactly per se what they're using it for there, but they were training. They definitely do some kind of training in there for that, I'm assuming. I mean, it looked like that to me to the T.
Briefly, you said you've delivered people in and heard the screams.
Yeah, we've had to. We've had to escort some people back to our compounds and then let these other government agency guys take over and take them in there. And then
David, your observations while you were there.
Well, you know, Alex, Madison said if oppression and tyranny ever come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Everything in that town is small town America, except for the mosque. That's a beard, in my opinion. That's what that is.
For those that know what a beard is, it's like gay guys in Hollywood have a fake wife.
Exactly.
So that's like Michelle Obama. I mean,
that's their fake wife. Okay. So and the thing is, just back in the end of March, if you remember, there was that press conference where they had the guy from Europe, and he's talking to Putin, and he's saying that the NATO missiles that are pointed at Russia, he said that's really against Iran and not Russia. And remember, Putin started laughing at him, you know, hysterically. If we had Saddam Hussein, for example, training with airplanes, with commercial airplane hulks, you know, had guys training to take them over, What would we think? Do we think that he's training to take over airplanes and attack America as a terrorist? What if Russia had an American city down to every detail?
We would freak out.
Training? Yeah, or China, and they were running through there. We would think, wow, this is a prelude to invasion. Why isn't it a prelude to invasion when our own military is doing it and when they do it over and over again in all these cities from L.A. to Chicago?
To condition people.
Exactly. Exactly. So they're doing it even more. And on Friday, we had the story from Mikhail Phelan about the Marines doing the same thing. This time, there is no mosque in Camp Lejeune. There's a Christian church and there's farm buildings that they've added to make it more American. And that's what we saw there. We stood at the corner of First and Main Street, and I took Joe Biggs' picture as the security guard who let us in was driving by and watching us. I'm taking his picture there at the corner of First and Main with newspaper stands in the background and
phone booths
and all the kind of stuff that you would typically
see. And we've got the HD video that you guys got posted right now on this Sunday edition at Infowars.com. And we've got this segment and two more coming up to break down what happened to you, but also overall what this means, because we have the articles in Forbes, you name it, training to crush the Tea Party, the military's new mission. I mean, this should be the biggest debate in the country right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see this going on. And, of course, they don't want to talk to anybody about this. If they would talk to people about it, and I want to give her the opportunity to make your best case that this really isn't against the American people. I mean, we've seen it over and over again.
And by the way, we called for 3-4 months since February to try to talk, sent letters, everything, trying to go as real media and investigate this. And finally, you guys get arrested for 3 hours for going to do it because you're the enemy. I mean, they've been training to fight veterans. Returning veterans is the number one enemy they train to fight. So, Joe, you're the enemy showing up.
Well, Asymmetric Warfare Group put out a document saying that any soldiers that don't support Agenda 21 are considered to be extremists. And, you know, points to look at for in a soldier, like patterns and behavior, buying weapons and distancing themselves from the brass, the top brass, is considered an extremist movement and to be watched and flagged.
Is this not just a collaborator globalist movement that sees control of the whole infrastructure and is now saying anybody that doesn't accept the takeover, Tea Party, evangelical Christians, libertarians, we're terrorists? That right there tells us, David, this is an occupied government.
Well, when you watch this conference that they had 8 years ago, everything that the Center for Asymmetric Warfare is about is, of course, warfare. It's warfare against what they call insurgents, which would be people who are rebelling against what they want to do. And they're saying that this is not religiously motivated. It's motivated by people who see their resources being taken away, who are being dominated, who have no self-determination, who've had their dignity taken away.
Slaves.
Exactly. And so what do we see in America? We see them coming in and taking our dignity away. They're taking our private property away. And they understand that this is politically motivated. They understand that people will rise up in rebellion when they see that happen if that can't be stopped. And so instead of correcting the problem, they're doubling down to fight us. And that's what the insurgency is about.
We ought to pull up that Weatherman clip that came out in testimony in federal court where they said they're going to put 50 million of us in camps and kill 25 million. David Knight, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs are our guests. We got two more segments in this first hour coming up, and then we're going to have the entire second hour covering the waterfront from the federal government moving to release violent felon illegal aliens on the streets of America.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, guys, we've only got two segments left here in this hour, in the first hour. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Army combat veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq is here. We've got also investigative journalist David Knight, who you hear host the show sometimes, InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, you've got a bunch to cover, breaking this down, a bunch of clips. So you guys have got the floor in this segment and the next to go over this.
Well, Alex, one of the things that I was looking at as we were going out there was a conference that they had in 2006, the Center for Asymmetric Warfare. And that kind of gives their overall view, their strategic view of what the problems were with the insurgency in Iraq. And I thought there were some amazing parallels to the Tea Party, to what's happening in America. But to start out with this, what is legitimate government? This is Dr. John Esposito, Georgetown University. He's a professor of religion, international affairs. He'd said earlier in the conference that this is absolutely not about religion. This is about political and economic self-determination. This is when people feel like they've lost their freedoms. They have no control over their lives. That's what's really motivating him. He said religion provides a framework for that, but it's this other stuff.
And it's the bitter clingers that don't like globalism.
Exactly. And he said, what is legitimate government? Let's play that clip.
The bottom line, which I think should be a no-brainer, but there's still some debate about it among different people, is that the primary cause, it has to do with political grievances, with the issue of occupation, power, distribution of political power, not with religion or bad theology. But religion plays an important role, and I'll refer to that in a second.
So they're calling people that are resisting occupation terrorists.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of parallels to what they see going on in Iraq and all these other countries that they've invaded. They see that same thing happening here in America. That's why I think it makes perfectly good sense from their standpoint, from their perspective, the Tea Party groups are analogous to the Muslims that they're fighting in foreign countries because they're both concerned about their loss of self-determination, their loss of dignity. But he has a clip there where he says, how do we determine what these regional governments are that are legitimate? Which ones are legitimate? And he goes, well, a good yardstick is to see how dependent they are on security for their stability. In other words, the more they have to crack the whip on people, ramping up security in order to keep the country stable, that shows you that it's an illegitimate government. What does it say when we've got a 9% approval rate of Congress and they're hammering us with the militarization of the police?
Absolutely. North Korea is militarized. It's illegitimate. Mexico is militarized. It's illegitimate. America's militarized. It's illegitimate.
Exactly. And I want to play this clip, too, of the Eliminate the True Believers, guys. This is a colonel. He's a retired U.S. Marines, and he was in it for a very long time. He took pride in the fact that he never was part of the Pentagon. He never had any assignments at the Pentagon. He was always in the field. And listen to what he says about true believers.
These guys who are coming in are the most dangerous of all because they're true believers. And true believers, whether they're Muslim, they're Christian, or they're Marine, are dangerous people because there is no other way other than their way. And you've got to eliminate them.
Unbelievable.
See, you got to eliminate anybody that has some hardcore principles.
You don't want to have your five-year-old taught how to be have sex by the public school? Well, you've got to be eliminated.
And he includes in there, you know, he's a Marine. He includes in there Marines. He doesn't want Marines who are true believers. Maybe they truly believe in the Constitution.
No, they say number one terror threat is veterans. Yes. They're coming after the people they've already used.
They know that we've gone over there and we've seen what's behind the curtain. And they know that, you know, we all went in there with this belief that we were going to be fighting for this pure thing. And then now we see the evil back there and we're standing up. And now all of a sudden, patriots are now the new terrorists.
That's right. You got to eliminate the people with a mindset of Captain America.
Can we play that again and tell folks who this is saying that?
This is Colonel T.H. Hammes, H-A-M-M-E-S, retired U.S. Marines. And this is the Center for Asymmetric Warfare conference back in 2006, 8 years ago.
I got to say, this is really creepy. How did you dig this up?
It's on YouTube. It's on their YouTube.
No, but what made you think to go find it?
Well, I'm looking to see anything I can about the Center for Asymmetric Warfare. And they've only had a couple hundred people watch this over 8 years. So nobody's paying attention.
Wow. Let's play that clip one more time.
These guys who are coming in are the most dangerous of all because they're true believers. And true believers, whether they're Muslim, they're Christian, or they're Marine, are dangerous people because there is no other way other than their way. And you've got to eliminate them.
Hey guys, can you pull up later the FBI clip for the next time where they the weathermen said they had to kill the American people? Because we're true believers. I mean, this is really creepy talk.
Oh, yeah.
Scary.
And the same guy also says, he talks about the poverty of dignity. If you guys can pull that clip up. And he says it's not about specific causes. It's about not having control of one's life. Go ahead and play that clip.
The course is really the poverty of dignity that Dr. Esposito explained so clearly. It's not about specific causes as much about as I have no control of my life. And whatever I'm rallying around, whether it's the Tamils, the Chechens, the Sunnis, Islamic, it's really about getting control and having a say in how my life runs.
Oh, that's so evil that people, having the globalists run over them, want to run their own lives and have their own government. That is so evil. That sounds almost as bad as George Washington.
You know, Alex, when my wife was getting her master's degree in education, one of the classes that they had to take was a B.F. Skinner class. And the title of the book was Beyond Freedom and Dignity. A lot of people are familiar with that. It's been widely read. The idea is that it's a deterministic behavior modification, treating people as if they were animals and removing their freedom and their dignity. He was absolutely opposed to that. And that's what we see happening. TSA is a perfect example of that, taking your dignity, not just your freedom, but your dignity. And that's what this colonel is talking about. He said it's the poverty of dignity that is motivating these people to rise up against the...
He's basically saying free will.
Exactly, exactly.
What's the next clip?
Well, the next clip is, and I think this is kind of interesting. This is from a Dr. Hoffman, and he's talking about the U.S. having an unbroken string of defeats.
I think it's safe to say that the United States has now nearly an unbroken string of frustration in fighting insurgencies over the past four decades, beginning certainly with Vietnam in the 1960s, continuing with El Salvador in the 1980s, especially during the first 5 or 6 years of our
now they want to start a war with American people. That's
culminating for the
time being. They can't kick the Iraqis, but they're
going to
do it with
Iraq. The response to insurgency against TX. Had said, and just to emphasize this and repeat it, must focus on the political as well as the military dimension.
So again, he
InfoWar
to the political, exactly. But the thing,
these are top professors, by the way. That's a top Georgetown professor.
And this is a guy from the Rand Corporation. He spent a long time at the Rand Corporation. And he's talking essentially about America's had an unbroken string of defeats.
Rand Corporation came up with a plan to occupy America with military forces.
Yes, yes.
It's the national stability system.
The good thing is that they understand that they haven't won any of these counterinsurgency wars. They haven't won any of the COINTEL programs, and they are not winning with high-tech weaponry. And that's one of the other things that this Marine Colonel Hames was talking about. He said, low-tech usually wins, and you don't have to have air superiority to win. That's what they've seen.
Yeah, they're always saying that the globalists can take us over. It's the opposite.
Exactly.
Your experience, Biggs.
Well, the scary thing is, for once, you know, yesterday being on the other side of the fence, in a sense, you know, I when I came in per se, I was on the dark side, you know, and I was taught to look and treat people like just objects, you know, when someone came to me, I didn't care about any kind of personal problems they had. They were just a being that was in front of me, and I didn't care what they said, and just ignore them and push them aside. And I had my mission to complete. It was crazy being on that other side yesterday and being a victim of that. I mean, it's a scary thing to see that you've got these guys with this kind of power that don't even look at you like you even exist in any kind of way. And you're just some flesh and bone. And then they can just do whatever they want.
And they're training for a total treason mission to overthrow America and take our guns.
Steadily. They're doing it steadily. They don't want to do it all.
And these guys all know what they're doing. These Rand Corporation guys, Georgetown, all these Marine Corps colonels, they are training for the total takeover of America, and their enemy is the Tea Party.
That's right. Total contempt for any transparency. They don't want us to know anything that they're doing.
Gentlemen, we'll be back with the final segment in this first hour. More clips coming up, and we'll try to dig up that other amazing clip where they admit they want to put us in FEMA camps. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes.
That's Bob Dylan bringing us in.
Build all the bombs.
Joe Biggs is with us. David Knight, our reporters. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Second hour coming up, jam-packed as well, with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo. Joe Biggs has got some reports we're going to premiere here on the radio, where you go out and talk to folks about, you know, can the average U.S. citizen answer any questions off the citizenship test? There's a reason we've gotten in this bad position, and that these Rand Corporation people and Georgetown professors and Marine Corps officers can just sit around talking about anybody that wants freedom like they're trash. And now we're the corporate Borg. You will be assimilated. It's all over. But I want to play this clip here. This is Larry Grafwald, just died last year, highly decorated Green Beret, Vietnam, came back, infiltrated for the FBI. This is all confirmed in court. Weatherman admitted it. He helped convict them, bombing police stations and stuff. And he was in the meetings where they said we're going to put 50 million, mainly rural conservatives, in FEMA camps, and then we're going to kill 25 million of them. Now, you just heard earlier the clip where they said anybody that's a true believer who won't accept what we want, who won't accept total control, got to be killed. Well, here's what the communist had to say, and then you understand how much trouble we're in and what this takeover is all about.
And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
And you're not going to make jokes about Michelle Obama and Barack Obama and stuff and, you know, say they're goofy or whatever. Quite frankly, I don't care what Barack Obama does in his private life. I don't like the fact that he calls gun owners, conservatives, and Christians bitter clingers who they're going to defeat. These people have a beef with us. Staff Sergeant Biggs, what is your take on seeing the Marine Corps officers talk like that and then flipping it back to the communists talking like that?
It's something that's just been steadily building up. You know, they keep releasing these documents, and these commanders are pushing out these directives to the lower chain commanders at, you know, battalion levels to watch for these soldiers who have these true, that are true believers, you know, patriots who collect guns and who go shooting and who, you know, talk about the Constitution and who are very pro-American. These are the ones that they want to look for. Those are the ones that get flagged, per se, and are watched closely.
We're now being identified as the enemy.
Yes, and it's ridiculous.
It's a preparatory phase. What about the last document that came out where it said Americans opposed to a socialist New World Order?
I just don't get it. I mean, I joined because I thought it was good to be a patriot.
And your dad was in the Army.
My dad was in the Marine Corps.
Marine Corps.
Yeah, you know, I joined because I wanted to be a patriot. I wanted to do something for my country. And now it's being flipped that me doing that is evil. And now the government wants to track me and put me on no-fly list and, you know, take my rights from me.
Well, that's because they're done with you now. They got robots coming out.
Yeah, they're scared that I know a lot of the stuff back there. You know, they don't want me talking about the things that I've seen, how the DEA, you know, have us guard certain, you know, heroin crop fields and, you know, burn down some other ones, you know, and pick and take these people to these little areas and have them tortured. They don't like that. And they're mad that we see this and we get teed off about it and we speak out. And now we're labeled a terrorist. I mean, it's scary.
And by the way, you know, you're in a major Esquire write-up with the late Michael Hastings. So a lot of this stuff's documented on record if you're a new listener about Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. We've only got about 6-7 minutes left in this hour. David Knight, let's get to some more of these clips.
Well, Alex, we've got one from a colonel who is talking about low-tech wins. And this is also the same colonel who said that true believers have to be eliminated, whether Muslim, Christian, or Marines. And listen to what he says, because I think this is something that we can look at and take some hope in.
The character of the war never changes. So what's the enduring characteristics of insurgency? The first and most important is that it is political in nature, not military. Everybody understands the West's critical vulnerability is our political will. And one of the interesting aspects with our love of technology is that pretty regularly the low technology side wins. The argument that no one has ever won a war without air superiority is not quite true. They're protracted, think decades, and this is another problem we really have in the U.S. We really want to think a long war is 3 or 4 years. The Chinese fought for 27, the Vietnamese for 30. The Palestinians have been at it since 1968.
And this war that is coming towards us is something that's been planned by the globalists for a century or longer. right? We've talked about this, where this is coming from. It is a very long, protracted, gradual thing.
Because they're using their lessons from other countries and phrasing it like it's the West and America. No, it's the globalist hijacking America.
Well, this technology is taking war from being personal and making it non-personal. You know what I'm saying? When you go and you stab someone, you look in their eyes, you see their eyes dilate. That's a personal, horrific experience. Now we have all these drones and you push a button. And, you know, and David was telling me a story about a kid who, you know, flew drones. He was going through a simulator and he killed a kid and it affected him and he wanted to talk about it. You know, they're giving pilots who fly these drones purple hearts for carpal tunnel syndrome. This is ridiculous. When you take war and you make it not personal anymore, that's when it runs rampant. I mean, it's easy to sit in Washington and have these millions of people killed.
But you wouldn't be for war so much if you've been blown up in armored vehicles like you have.
Yeah. It's just, I find it repulsive that it's even hard to put in words.
You know, Alex, I see people over and over again, to look at something the government is doing, they say, how could they be that wasteful? Or why don't our schools teach Johnny to read and write? They don't understand what the real purpose of the schools are. And they don't understand.
It's to suppress you being a free thinker and having ideas. They're saying that if ideas are bulletproof and you hold on to something, that's evil in and of itself, that you're even a person, that you even have things you stand for. You've got to stand for something or you fall for anything. Well, I guess Aaron Tippett has to be eliminated because he sung that country song.
Well, in Vietnam, too, though, if someone went against the norm, they would just shoot him. They'd pick up an enemy weapon, shoot him in the back, and blame it on that. It's the same thing with Pat Tillman. If you don't believe what they want you to go along with, you're dead.
But meanwhile, it's not like you're even dead in some emergency situation where your country's been overrun and that's war. The globalists are going to screw our way of life seven ways to Sunday. We don't want to go where they're taking us.
Well, I hope people are going to wake up to this, because the analogy I was going to use with education was, for the longest time, people didn't really understand the nature of why they were creating these government schools as a social engineering thing. Now they're seeing it pretty clearly when you've got the story that you covered this last week about them glorifying homosexual relationships for very, very young children, how they're applauding it. It was like this sick kind of Sesame Street situation. Now they're seeing it with Common Core. They're starting to get an idea that they really don't want to teach Johnny to read and write, that the institution isn't fundamentally broken, that it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. And that's what we have to get people to understand about these asymmetric warfare centers and the training that's going on against the American people. They're doing exactly what they're planning to do. And we need to understand where this is headed. And people just aren't paying attention, unfortunately. I mean, we see this.
That's right. We've got a couple more clips. You want to get to those?
I didn't think we were going to play all of these.
Well, there's so many. Tell us about some of the other clips when you've been watching this.
Well, we've got over and over again, we have Dr. John Esposito. We've got also the lieutenant, the colonel, retired Hames. They're talking about how this is politically motivated, how this is motivated by people who are actually some of the better educated, more optimistic people in the society.
Yeah, that's why Pol Pot targeted people that could read.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're good people.
Exactly.
And we don't like their sickening takeover, so we've got to be eliminated.
This one here, this radicals are politically motivated, guys, if you can play this one. This is from Dr. John Esposito. And, of course, he's a professor of religion and international affairs. And they took a survey of 1 billion Muslims to see who were the guys that were radicals, who were the potential radicals. And here's what they found.
When you actually look at the moderates and the potential radicals, there's very little difference when it comes to issues of religion. And when you look at potential radicals, often in terms of a significant number of them, they tend to be better educated. They actually tend to be more optimistic, but they feel more intensely concerns about America's role in particular and the West's role more generally.
All right, we're out of time, guys. Great job. The point is, being a human, having values, period, and not something you can just overwrite like a disc, that's what's evil. Being human, having a soul, is evil. Great job, guys, covering everything there in Virginia. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us. It's the InfoWar.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And my friends, this is an original Sunday. The 18th day of May, 2014, worldwide transmission. This second hour is going to be absolutely jam-packed with key intel and special reports. Coming up, we're going to air a very important report, what Ted Cruz and his Obama report missed. It was a great report he put out exposing how Obama's becoming a flaming tyrant. But there's some stuff he missed. So Ja'Kari Jackson's going to be breaking that down. Also, Leanne McAdoo did a report on vampirism, Satanism, the occult, the hate of humans, zombieism, all this culture of death, death, death that's being pushed by the death merchants. That's all coming up. Because, see, if you don't have a seared conscience, if you care about people, if you have empathy, you won't go along with this cold, scientific, anti-human, totally unfair, oppressive New World Order. So that is coming up as well. And we're also going to look at a story titled Brain Chips that was filed last week by our own Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, because I happen to, where is it here in my stack, have several articles here dealing with this science fiction nightmare system coming true. And former head of DARPA calling for brain chips in the population. Here it is. I found the stack. Ex-DARPA director and Google exec pushing microchipping for human beings. Here's another one out of Defense One. Now the military is going to build robots that have morals. And another one. I'll tie these together. Intensive mobile phone users at higher risk of brain cancer, study finds. London Guardian. How does all that tie together into the story by Joe Biggs, DARPA pushing brain chips? That is coming up and a lot more in this second hour of the Sunday worldwide broadcast. Again, the news sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Just because you know about the New World Order and all the stuff that's going on, don't expect your friends, family, and neighbors to. A lot of them are past the laughing phase, so even though you tried to wake them up a few years ago and they didn't listen, now may be the time to try to reach out to people yet again. So that's coming up as well. And then we're going to look at a week of news where people like Joe Biden's son have been appointed to the board of Ukraine's largest gas producer. And, well, Biden says, hey, that's just my son. I have nothing to do with it. Doesn't matter that through the State Department they just overthrew the country and handed it over to his son. That's okay, but it's raising a lot of eyebrows out there across the board. We'll look at other areas where the economy is being seized control of. And, well, over $5 billion and counting for Obamacare website. That's right, $5 billion. Who believes a website costs $5 billion? This is nothing but like a Solyndra scam to their political fundraisers and their buddies that are looting the daylights out of this country because they have the moral high ground. They're the progressives. They're the liberals. Why, you got to raise taxes on the middle class, or you hate old people, or you hate immigrants. Meanwhile, all these ultra-rich are sucking at the teats, as they say, of the federal government and the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. So all this and more coming up today on this live Sunday, well, original Sunday. It's not actually live. I get so used to saying live. Most times it is live. And I start believing it's live and say it's live. Most Sundays it is live. But today, the key word is original. See, the only time I lie is when I have a slip of the tongue where my brain gets something wrong. But it's still a lie. It's false information. That's an intellectual question. When you're wrong, are you lying? Even though you're not consciously wrong, in a way it's not true. This is an original transmission in the second hour that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So stay with us. We'll be right back in T-minus 60 seconds. Money.
Go, Joe.
are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American.
Jesus.
Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by
Cobra. Cobra.
You understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America.
Cobra!
They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed.
No! You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra!
You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
He called Homeland Security.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for chaos. You work for Cobra.
Cobra. Oh, unarmed citizen.
How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra. Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks. They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all.
The radical Muslims.
Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots
Harry Reid.
Are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's right.
That's what Cobra would say.
Cobra.
That's what Spectre would say.
Go f*** yourself.
Comment, sir. Thank you.
That's what Goldfinger would say, because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Oh, yeah.
It's Alex Jones.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Well, it's Mr. Cobra, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. A new intro that Jakari Jackson put together. It's good on radio, but even more powerful on the video feeds at prisonplanet.tv. Again, thank you for joining us on this worldwide Sunday original transmission, the 18th day of May 2014. Now, we're going to go to a piece that our very own Jakari Jackson, host of InfoWars Nightly News, weeknights at 7, put together, what Ted Cruz's Obama report missed. Well, Ted Cruz got into a lot of it, but he didn't bring up stuff like $5 billion and counting for the Obamacare website. It's like a Solyndra payoff to his political buddies and a bunch of former White House officials that run the website. Oh, yeah, $5 billion for a website. That's impeachable right there because it's the people that work for him. I mean, this is just happening out in the open. Or what about Joe Biden's son after the West overthrew the Ukrainian government, taking over the gas company there? Or what about Obama releasing last week 36,000 illegal aliens who had violent crime records, aggravated assault, felons, rapists, child rapists, bank robbers? This is the lawlessness. And look, if the Republicans are in power doing stuff like this, I'll be against them. But I've never seen anything like what's happening with the Obamanoids. It's a serious, serious, serious situation. So here is that report. Breaking down what Ted Cruz missed in his report on Herr Obama. Then we'll be back after the break with a ton of news that I haven't even gotten to yet. Stay with us.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has released a report detailing the abuses by the Obama administration. The list is well compiled and includes things like misguiding the press on Benghazi, as well as ordering Boeing to fire 1,000 employees in South Carolina. As good as the report is, here are 10 items that it doesn't include. Number 10, the White House ignoring petitions they encourage citizens to file. Now, there are petitions that request the building of a functioning Death Star, but those are contrasted by very practical requests to label GMOs. Number 9, wasteful spending surrounding the affectionately labeled Obamaphone program.
I have another one in my pocket, too.
Baltimore City resident Monique Crawford has plenty of cell phones.
I have about like 6 in my purse now.
And a few more at home.
Each and every one of these phones work. At home, I know I have about 30, and all of them are on.
But how did she manage to amass such a cellular jackpot?
How long did it take you to get all these phones?
5-10 minutes to get this one. And I walked out with this one just now.
Well, partly thanks to you. That's because anyone who pays a cell phone bill also subsidizes the phones filling up Monique's purse, courtesy of a charge buried in your monthly bill called a universal access fee.
Number 8. Denying a Christian family's request for asylum while granting driver's licenses to undocumented California workers who can sneak past Border Patrol. Number 7. Refusing to debate climate change while intentionally bankrupting the coal industry.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum.
And energy prices doubled.
Greenhouse gas.
Bankrupting America.
Number 6, the half-baked so-called investigation into the murder of SEAL Team 6.
If your son was killed, Mr. Jones, and they gave you a book with no ink, I was with my mom yesterday. She said, "You're lucky. They're lucky Grandpop ain't alive. He'd be going right through the front doors of that White House to Senator Obama." You know, we need some answers here. Somebody has to be held accountable. I just don't want to hear it was a bad plan, lucky shot, all that bull. I need somebody to go to jail. This is murder. This is murder, Mr. Jones. My son knew in June somebody was setting him up, but he didn't think somebody on his own side.
Number 5, blaming Assad for chemical weapons attacks when there is video evidence of Syrian rebels carrying out at least one attack.
Yesterday, the United States presented a powerful case that the Syrian government was responsible for this attack on its own people.
You got a business. You didn't build that.
Our intelligence shows the Assad regime and its forces preparing to use chemical weapons, launching rockets in the highly populated suburbs of Damascus, and acknowledging that a chemical weapons attack took place.
Number 4, never shutting down Guantanamo Bay, where human rights violations continue to take place.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that. I've said repeatedly that America doesn't torture, and I'm going to make sure that we don't torture. Those are part and parcel of an effort to regain America's moral stature in the world.
Number 3, telling his former press secretary to act as if the drone program never existed.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists. Wow. And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what Major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Number 2, blatantly targeting the Second Amendment.
What I'm trying to do is to get a broader conversation about how do we reduce the violence generally. Part of it is seeing if we can get an assault weapons ban reintroduced, but part of it is also looking at other sources of the violence. Because frankly, in my hometown of Chicago, there's an awful lot of violence, and they're not using AK-47s, they're using cheap handguns.
And number 1, lying to America's face.
If you've got health care already, then you can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan, you keep your plan.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
You like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period.
Much like Senator Cruz, we can't include all the abuses because we simply don't have enough time to go through them all. But you can find all these and much more on InfoWars.com.
That's right, folks. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984.
is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What's going on in our world as we sit here on this Sunday afternoon broadcasting worldwide? In a few minutes, we'll look at Leanne McAdoo's report from InfoWars Nightly News. Just when you think occultic imagery and all the weird satanic rituals on national television couldn't get any more in your face, a new science proves that vampires and Satanists have been saying for years, blood from the young is the secret to eternal life. This is really weird what's coming up with Leanne McAdoo. Just how this useful blood will be acquired, however, remains to be seen. That is coming up. But I tell you, all this technology has a wind in it. There's a wind on down the road, my friends. Our shadows taller than our soul. There is a lady. Shines bright light. We're going to be breaking it all down coming up here in just a few minutes on this original worldwide Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Please don't forget that we return to the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And the news sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I already talked about $5 billion and counting for Obamacare website to all his insiders and buddies. But I'll tell you the good news. I've got some good news here for you. Politico, last Thursday, I saw this article, but I wanted to go back over kind of a week in review, looking forward to the next week. And the headline was, Drudge, National Review, Spur. I always pronounce this wrong. Do you say sassy or you say sassy? It's sass. Is that Swiss? Drudge and National Review Spurs sass win. The Drudge Report and National Review both deserve a share of the credit for Republican Ben Sasse's victory in last Tuesday's Nebraska Senate primary victory. And it goes on. He was a Tea Party candidate that the GOP had been attacking, just like they attacked Ted Cruz and they attacked Rand Paul, and just like the Republican leadership was trying to prop up Obamacare and go after the Tea Party, because they're basically just part of the Democratic Party. But because new independent real media is now bigger than old dinosaur whore media, sure, they got a lot of perfume on them and a lot of lipstick. It's still a pig. He was able to get elected. And I'm not saying it's a panacea, or not elected, won the primary. I'm not saying it's a panacea, but whoever the establishment's attacking, you better believe is somebody we should be supporting, because it doesn't fit into their grand plan. Now, continuing, speaking of grand plan, look, demographically, the United States population has 1.3 children for every two adults, so we needed immigrants to come here. But we've got 7+ billion people that want to come here worldwide. There's only 300 million people in this country. We've got close to 7 billion that want to come here. We should want skilled workers, people that don't come here and get on welfare and become, you know, socialist day one to vote for gun control as some rite of passage. And last week, this really caught people's attention. That's a good thing. The release of 36,000 illegal alien criminals, but not criminals because they were here illegally. No, aggravated felons, rape, robbery, arson, and Obama ordered them released. It just shows the total lawlessness. While meanwhile, as these murderers, rapists, drug dealers are turned loose by DHS, I saw an article earlier this week in the Associated Press where the DHS is raiding swap meets around the country looking for counterfeit goods and going after garage sales. So they want to shut down lemonade stands and shut down little girls selling mistletoe at the Christmas parade. But they do not want us to go after the corruption in government.
Just when you thought occult worship couldn't get more mainstream, the Illuminati's media is now actively promoting the use of young blood in the quest to live forever.
Well, scientists have apparently found a way to reverse the effects of aging.
Now, this one sounds like something out of the movies, but young blood could be the key to reversing aging.
Some are calling it vampire therapy. Others see it potentially as the fountain of youth. It was something, a cross between vampire and Frankenstein, where they took two animals and they
Queen of England does this
together for 4 weeks, called parabiosis.
Imagine if you could turn back the clock 5, 10, even 15 years and reverse the effects of aging.
You just got to bathe in baby
blood. It's a fascinating study, actually.
It's so fascinating.
Indeed, fascinating. What once was reserved for gothic novels is now confirmed by scientists. They found that young blood actually recharges the brain, forms new blood vessels, and improves memory and learning. So far, the findings pertain to a particular strain of mice, but if results can be replicated in other strains, human trials won't be far off.
And the beauty business is already using blood to give that youthful glow.
Ever the trendsetter Kim Kardashian got a vampire facial. The gruesome procedure involves the reinjection of the patient's own blood platelets back into the skin in an effort to rejuvenate the
face. It's all vanity. It'll all backfire.
Her skin looks better. No.
Maybe now she can try it with Baby North's blood.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I am open to the thought of looking and feeling 15 years younger, but nobody is explaining who's going to be supplying the baby's blood.
Will we begin breeding humans simply for their ability to donate blood?
That's already going on.
The value of a child's life has already diminished in some circles to no more than their useful byproducts. An energy plant in Oregon burns aborted babies from Canada to generate electricity.
There you go.
And aborted babies are used to heat hospitals in the UK, their life force used in a waste-to-energy program. And one woman even posted a video of her abortion on YouTube in her narcissistic pursuit of fame.
I just want to share my story.
But what strikes me about this new science is how the belief that the fountain of youth can be tapped with young blood has been around forever. Throughout history, cultures across the globe have extolled the properties of youthful blood. Children are sacrificed, and the blood of young warriors was drunk by the victors. Lady Bathory was rumored to bathe in the blood of virgins to preserve her youthful looks. And, of course, there's vampires who live forever by draining the blood of their victims.
Is that Joe Biden?
And the story goes, vamps find babies' blood the most rejuvenating. Some admit drinking blood for the energy they receive.
Ugh.
I get irritable without it. I get angry.
Ugh.
I don't want to leave my house. Want my blood.
But
drinking
she's
blood
on welfare.
Is trendy. Just ask Kesha, the queen of occult pop. And Satanists exalt the power found in the life force of children. Details of the history of child sacrifice are written about in Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. A baby must be sacrificed to Satan in exchange for power. Springmeier notes how it's not the family name itself that holds the power for the Illuminati, but the very occultic blood pulsing through their veins. Hence all the intermarrying between these families to keep the potency of their bloodline pure. Youthful life force is wildly attractive to the powerful, who find covert ways to feed their insatiable thirst. The Franklin cover-up reveals one of the biggest pedophile scandals in the history of the USA. Boy prostitutes 15 years old and younger were taking midnight tours of the White House. And across the pond, BBC host Jimmy Savile was found to be involved in a child sex ring for VIPs. Interesting to note, Savile's good buddy Prince Charles is a direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler, who you might know by his other name, Dracula.
Incredible report by Leanne McAdoo. See the video at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Truth is stranger than fiction, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just one moment. But I tell you, that report for InfoWars Nightly News last week by Leanne McAdoo that I'd like to play some of on the weekday show and also the Sunday show is just so powerful. And it's all mainstream media clips. This is stuff we talked about, 15, 16, 17 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. I was just a political libertarian researcher who continued to try to find out what was really driving the move towards a police state, towards an authoritarian system. And really, you got about 1 out of 100 people that's a true psychopath, maybe 1 out of 20 that's a sociopath. Those are raw numbers. They vary. And they build civilizations of control over the rest of us that aren't stupid or weak. We're just naive because we're not evil. And they build these psychopathic world systems. You can archetypally call it vampirism, whatever you want. But
they sell this idea that the blood of babies, the blood of the youth is going to empower you. And a lot of rich people get blood, give them my young donors and use it as a therapy. And as long as it's free will, that's fine. It's just that so much that we've talked about is now becoming mainstream because it's so widespread they can't hide it anymore. By the way, if you actually look at the estrogen mimickers and the chemicals and things put in the food and water to dumb us down, the answer to this is just eating organic, purified water and getting exercise and being healthy. That's a lot better than drinking baby's blood, I'm here to tell you. But just a crash plug here, as G. Gordon Liddy used to say, crash commercial message. We have great products at InfoWarsLife.com, like Fluoride Shield that is nascent iodine, proprietary type, with five other key ingredients, zeolites, organic fulvic acid, shilajit, organic cilantro, that together chelate and pull the toxic heavy metals out of your body. You can get Fluoride Shield developed by Dr. Edward Group and others at InfoWarsLife.com and support the broadcast while you're doing it. You can get the Super Male Vitality that I'm going to take a little shot of. I haven't taken this since this morning right now, that has eight concentrated organic herbs that give me better libido, better focus, better workout. I've lost a lot of weight. And I chalk it up to Super Male Vitality and changing my diet. So InfoWarsLife.com. Now, shifting gears, I want to play this special report filed by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, of course, Esquire fame, reporting on some of his combat exploits with the late, great Rolling Stone reporter Michael Hastings. He now works for InfoWars, and he's put together this report dealing with DARPA's move to brain chip the population, and not just the military. And he went out and talked to some folks on the street about that about a week ago. In fact, it might have even been a week and a half ago this report was on the nightly news. Let me see the date of that. Yeah, no, this was not this Friday, but the Friday before last. So 8-9 days ago, I guess it's the 18th now on this original transmission. But here is the headline today. Ex-DARPA director and Google exec pushes microchipping human beings. Here's another one out of Defense One. Now the military is going to build robots that have morals. Yes, they decide autonomously when to kill or not kill. And, well, you know that they'll do what the New World Order needs them to. Meanwhile, we're all being killed by little robots that we hold up to our heads all day that in their own studies, they admit vibrate the DNA in your body, like microwaves heat up water, and causes massive brain cancer increases. And here is the London Telegraph. Intensive mobile phone users are at higher risk of brain cancer, study says. People who use their cell phones more than 15 hours each month, my gosh, that sounds like regular users, found to be 2 to 3 times higher risk of developing glaucoma and, how do you pronounce that, Minami? I don't know how to pronounce that. How do you pronounce that, guys? You see that? Meningioma. I may already have one. I can't read this. Meningioma tumors? Am I saying that right? So people who use mobile phones intensely appear to have a higher risk of developing certain types of brain cancer, French scientists have said, reviving questions about phone safety. Well, I mean, it's a microwave system. We know what's going on. So we're killing ourselves to live, as the Ozzy Osbourne song says. It's an incredibly serious issue, and we need to be honest about this. It's like cigarettes. Everybody's brought up smoking them in the last few hundred years, so it's a conspiracy theory to say that it gives you cancer. Once you get used to something or acclimated or almost evolve to accept it, even if it's killing you, you go along with it. Bottom line, use hands-free. Bottom line, don't hold it up to your head. Even the contract you sign to get a cell phone says that, folks. This is a bigger health crisis than cigarettes, many top scientists say. Research it for yourself. Look up cell phone dangers online. Find out for yourself. There are thousands of studies saying it will kill you deader than a hammer. Now, here is our next report with Sergeant Biggs, Staff Sergeant, looking at brain chips the Pentagon is pushing.
Your mind. It is the center of your life. It is everything you hear. Everything you see. Everything you feel, It is everything you are. How would you know if someone stole your mind?
Right now, President Obama, you ever heard of DARPA?
No, I have not.
Okay, DARPA is a military agency that we kind of have. It's a Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. You can go to DARPA.mil and see it. So it's like CIA, all that stuff. They build a lot of the secret military stuff, robots and all that stuff. So right now, President Obama has given them $100 million in what he calls a brain initiative to help restore lost memory on soldiers who have had traumatic brain injury. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I would think that's a good idea.
The Brain Initiative will change that by giving scientists the tools they need
to
get a dynamic
Obama
picture
wants to help us.
Of the brain in action.
2 + 2 = 5.
And better understand how we think and how we learn and how we remember.
I didn't know nothing about that.
It's been all over the news, CNN, Fox, all over. I mean, it's even on DARPA's website.
I'm sorry, I don't do the news because news is full of crap, okay?
Okay, well, that's what I understand that. I'm just trying to get an honest opinion. I mean, do you think that's a good idea? That if they could help you restore memory, I mean, I have traumatic brain injury.
Well, yeah, if they can help a soldier, hell yeah, of course.
So it's a good idea for them to implant something like that to help restore the memory.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Right now, President Obama has what he's calling the Brain Initiative, and what that's going to do is help restore memory in soldiers that have had traumatic brain injury. Do you think that's a good idea to help restore memory that's been lost? You've heard of DARPA, right?
Yeah.
You heard of DARPA?
Mm-hmm.
The guys that make all like the cool robots and all that stuff for the military?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what they want to do is build a chip that they'll insert to your brain and help you restore memory.
That's a bit much to me. That's kind of weird.
They hack everything.
I mean, but what if we could cure racism with it, too, though? I mean, we could take some of those races,
now.
Alter that, and put that in the chip, and then take the racism away. That'd cure everything from the world.
Nah. You got it. If somebody wants to be racist, let them be racist.
You think it'd be a good idea for the government to implant something into you to help you remember that stuff?
I mean, like a microchip?
Yeah. I mean, you think that would be good?
See how mainstream this is now?
Do they have the technology to do that?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I mean, if it doesn't have any detrimental side effects, yeah.
No.
You're not for that?
No. I'm for it, if you want it.
Just the government.
But I'm just
doors.
Asking your opinion on it. Do you think it's a good idea that some people could have that restored?
No.
Oh, is he going to be the first puppet to get one?
You know that's not going to happen. He's going to use on the soldiers like he always
does.
But
he's my leader. Well, he's their leader.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to lead by example.
In the budget I will send to Congress next week, I will propose a significant investment by the National Institutes of Health, DARPA, and the National Science Foundation to help get this project off.
All they're doing is rolling out what they already developed.
I'm directing my bioethics commission to make sure all of the research is being done in a responsible way.
Oh, the bioethics commission
and
says euthanasia is good
and also
infanticide.
With the private sector, including leading companies and foundations,
death panels,
and research institutions. To tap the nation's brightest minds.
They're going to make us so sick, we got to have brain chips to survive. That's the plan. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Final segment straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. I love Aces High. Big Brother. Mainstream media. You want answers? Well, so does he.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the final segment as we broadcast worldwide. On the edge of tomorrow, the question is, will we shape our future or let a bunch of kleptocratic, vicious, psychopathic control freaks govern our destiny? That is the great question. To be or not to be? To be free and involved or to simply submit to the driving force of evil and put up with unmitigated tyranny? Maybe that's the answer. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is no corruption. Maybe everything's fine.
You know, we got another special report coming up here at the end of this segment that, again, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs for InfoWars.com filed on the InfoWars Nightly News. You can see InfoWars Nightly News weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, at InfoWarsNews.com. And we've got the new studio built. In the next few weeks, we're going to be launching it up on cable and satellite and a lot more. So that project's been a long time coming. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members, but that's a side issue. Look at these headlines from last week. I guess this one was from like Monday or Tuesday. What was May 11th? I guess that was like Monday. Hedge fund titans are testing the quality of U.S. democracy, Financial Times. If breaches of and branches of government bow to big government, public policy will be decided by the highest bidder. And the article goes on to admit that hedge funds basically run the government, have changed all the regulations, are above the law. When they lose money, we pay for it as taxpayers. It is a recipe for disaster. But see, how do they sell these ideas? If the big hedge funds want to push oil, well, they just go shut down coal, their biggest competitor, even though it's clean, and then your power prices double, but they don't care. And you have to have fear of those. So CNN comes out and says, ice melt is part of Antarctica, appears unstoppable, NASA says. And then you read it's actually a Democratic Party individual who works at NASA who's pushing a carbon tax literally paid to Al Gore and Obama at the Chicago Mercantile. You pay a tax to Hillary and Obama. All of them are part of this mercantile exchange. All of them get money when you do this. You cannot make this level of ridiculous over-the-top fraud up. I mean, this is so insane. And then we had an article on InfoWars.com breaking that down earlier in the week showing that the ice caps, northern and southern, both get smaller during the summer and expand during the winter. They always have, they always will, and they're growing at record levels. But they tell you, oh, in 75 years or 80 years, you know, the turn of the next century, we'll all be dead from the melting ice if you don't accept carbon taxes on everything you do. And here's the headline out of the Hill newspaper. Coal rules will devastate, says biz groups. The Environmental Protection Agency's carbon dioxide limits for new power plants will devastate the economy by leading to steep surges in energy prices, the coal industry and its allies warn. But it's not the whole coal industry. General Electric, whose chairman heads up the so-called Economic Commission for Obozo, he's openly gotten waivers the last 5 years to not shut down their plants. So they just up their capacity. And so in a way, their corruption is actually not letting it quite double nationwide because they're not really shutting them down. They're just directing the business to themselves. See, this is how you really screw people, folks. Here's another article on InfoWars.com. And the White House responded a day after we and others put this out. Joe Biden's son appointed to board of Ukraine's largest gas producer. And Joe Biden said, I don't endorse that. You know, my son has a job. You know, I just run a government that just overthrew a government. We just took over the main gas supplies to Europe, and my son's been appointed to head it up, even though he really doesn't have any credentials to do it. I mean, that's okay, because he's got a nice smile. And after all, you're not racist, are you? So, meanwhile, the establishment, the ultra-rich, the Warren Buffetts, that are the biggest recipients of banker bailout money, you know, they're always lobbying to raise taxes on the middle class or nouveau riche. That means new rich in parlez-vous français, folks. The Times of London, stars shamed into paying taxes. Celebrities are feeling and fleeing the aggressive tax avoidance schemes for fear of public exposure, as a survey has revealed that the majority of Britons want the rich to pay their fair share. And they talk about some Hollywood producers and soccer players. You know, make a few million dollars a year, you're not part of the ultra rich. The ultra rich control trillions a week. We're going to go to this report and see if Americans are informed or if they're not informed on what it is to be a citizen. Here it is with Sergeant Joe Biggs.
I read an interesting article today that said most Americans wouldn't even be able to pass a naturalization test to become a U.S. citizen. I came out here to the Capitol today to see if I could ask a few questions and find out whether or not that's true. Do you know what the supreme law of the land is?
No.
You don't know what the supreme law of the land is?
No, I don't.
Can you find your butt with both hands?
Treat each other well. It should be.
Well, that's the golden rule.
I don't know that.
No. What is it? I know what it should be.
These are helpless TV heads.
Well, that's for another debate.
No.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know what the supreme law of the land is?
No, he doesn't.
Sorry. No, we're powerful. We're lobbyists. We're on a power trip walking towards the Capitol.
You know who the vice president is?
We're wearing suits. We're cool.
Are you an American?
The Constitution.
No, I do not.
One guy said the Constitution.
Have fun. Live, be happy.
Supreme law of the land.
Did you give that guy a free thing of steak knives?
Do unto others as they do unto you. I don't
know. First place is an Mercedes.
Freedom, what do you good. Think?
Second place, steak knives. Third
yeah,
place, you're fired.
To all.
I do not know.
Do you know?
Is it the right to... Is it the right to...
Bear arms?
No.
Good, yes, yes, that is the supreme yeah. right.
Liberty... Something in the pursuit of happiness.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness?
Just sounds like a catchphrase.
A catchphrase? The supreme law of the land? Oh. Do you know who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson?
Uh-oh. Can't think of his name right now.
Thomas Jefferson and a couple other guys.
Hey, give that guy a cigar.
I know it was more so than just him.
Thomas Jefferson.
Besides Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson.
He collated it.
The forefathers.
What is the name of our national anthem?
The name of our national anthem?
Yes, sir.
The name? God Bless America.
Okay.
I know that. I mean, do you want me to sing it for you right now?
No.
Oh, say,
Star-Spangled Banner.
Can you see
oh God, that's good
by the dawn's early light?
These are all things that we're supposed to know.
It is Star-Spangled Banner.
A global info war is underway with our minds. Recent studies from Harvard show human beings are getting dumber and weaker. Fluoride is dumped into our water supply daily.
For the children.
Geoengineering projects are happening all over the world, while planes dump chemicals into the atmosphere. Vaccinations are causing illness and developmental problems. GMOs affect our food supplies at an alarming rate. And all this is done by design to reduce population and make us slaves for the New World Order.
Man, we got good reporters.
No wonder people can't answer questions about their own country.
On what day was the Constitution of the United States adopted?
19-something. I don't know.
76, I think.
That's the Declaration of Independence. But at least she
gets
part
of it. What day was it adopted?
Yeah, it's not. You're trying to trick us.
Yeah, July 4th, 1776.
Am I going to be that guy?
You already are.
On what date? July 4th, 1776.
It wasn't the 4th.
Constitution was actually adopted in 1798. I don't even know the date. Look that up real quick. When was the Constitution fully ratified?
When we say the Pledge of Allegiance, what do we show loyalty to?
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
To the Republic for which it stands.
I guess the United States of America and the flag.
Goodness sakes.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
To Soviet power.
Either the flag or the country.
The flag.
And
God.
Okay. Do you know who the father of our country is?
George Washington.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, his signature is the most valuable in the
George
world.
George Washington?
I think it's George Washington.
No, he does not. Sorry.
Look how cool those guys are.
George Washington.
What do we call the first 10 amendments of the Constitution?
The 10 amendments of the Constitution?
Bill of Rights, buddy boy.
Your rights or something? What?
The first 10 amendments of the Constitution. What do we call that?
The Constitution? I'm not sure. What?
Man, these trick questions are just I can't get you.
Amendments?
The Bill of Rights?
I don't know. I don't even.
You don't know what we call that?
No.
Bill of Rights.
That's way too hard.
No wonder we're such incredible slaves. Well, that's it, folks. We will see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a weekday transmission. God bless you all.